Welcome to The Spiritual Rabbit Hole, a podcast with spiritual mediums, Kristen, Nicole, and Glenda.
Join us as we tap into the spiritual realm to explore the mysteries of the universe and guide you on a journey of self-discovery.
Get ready to open your mind and connect with something greater than yourself. Let's dive into The Spiritual Rabbit Hole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 2.
Deuce.
This episode, we are kicking off our Psychic Kids series by sharing the tiny signals that might suggest your child has some extrasensory abilities. Mm-hmm. From those moments that make you pause and wonder, to tips on recognizing and supporting your little one's budding spiritual or psychic side.
So what exactly are tiny signals? They're those moments when you as a parent pause and wonder if there's something more to your children's experiences. It could be an unusual comment, an uncanny prediction, or even a heightened sensitive to their surroundings.
So like for me, I have three kids and two of my children had shown a lot of abilities very different from each other. Mm-hmm. So And I'll probably share these as we move forward, share more of them. But my son could sense a lot of energy and is very empathetic still. And my daughter would see a lot of spirits throughout her young, like from 2 to 5, like heavily experienced spirit in a lot of ways that I did when I was a child. Mm-hmm. So how about you guys? Anybody in your family or you yourselves had any experiences?
Oh, yeah. When I was a kid, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I would have where I just wouldn't feel comfortable in a certain place and mm-hmm. I just would feel like somebody was there mm-hmm. or there would be times where I just wanted to get away from a person or a place, but I couldn't tell you why. I was very sensitive to people, different places, environments.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All the definitely. Things.
Yeah. I don't have kids, but I'm a godmother of many.
Yeah. So, I think more than you actually realize.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. Like, unofficial.
Yeah. So I don't know if these parents are like die or something. I could have all of these kids, like 20 of them, kind of thing. I don't know what to do. But I've experienced a lot of them getting like their personality went from happy to scared for some odd reason by just going into a room or going to an area, and it was really trippy. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay?
Yeah. That's what I would have very often when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I think my oldest daughter is very sensitive to people's energy. Like she can only handle a lot of people for so long. And then she needs to kind of retreat and go, to herself. So, and I think my son is also kind of similar, sensitive to people's energy. It can really feel others. What they're feeling. And I didn't know if I should say this because Liam's therapist that he started seeing, she told me that when they were out a couple weeks ago, she took him to Wegmans to practice being with somebody who wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And she said, I swear when you're talking to him, he stares at your soul. And it was like he read my mind. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, oh, maybe we should go upstairs. And he said, hey, do you think we should go upstairs? She was like, it was almost like he read what I was about to say and just, you know, said it. So that was really interesting.
But I believe that. Yeah. I mean, I could see that with him.
Yeah.
He does stare into your soul, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. It's, you know, not when you did that face, it totally made me. Are you familiar with Ghost Rider? Like Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like it's based off a comic, but comic. He has I think it's called the soul stare.
Yeah. Oh, he does? I said, I didn't realize all that.
But it's like, it makes you see all the bad things you ever did in life, you know, kind of thing. Like he stares down the bad guys and like their soul catches on fire or something like that. But that's what I totally thought of when you said he stares into your soul. And I was like, oh, Ghost Rider.
Superpower.
So how can parents recognize these tiny signals? It's about being present for your kids, observing them, and most importantly, listening to them. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your child's reactions, what they say, and behaviors that seem out of the ordinary.
True, and it's important not to dismiss these moments. Sometimes we may brush them off as coincidence, but they could be the tiny signal to acknowledge.
Yeah. And I think it's important to share with you guys some tips for recognizing some of this stuff. And like Kristen said earlier, really observe your children's behaviors closely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. get to know them, get to be familiar with what is their regular, so that when they do something that's not regular, you can recognize it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So another tip would be open communication. Create an environment where your kids feel comfortable sharing their experiences without judgment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't want to rush into criticizing their experiences or negating them. And that's
right.
Super important. And I think a lot of parents feel like kind of torn with that because they're always like, well, I don't want to feed into it. Right.
Mm. Right.
But I don't want to dismiss it either. You know?
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. You don't want to negate it, but you also don't want to like encourage it so much that they make up the story to please you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So just be open and receptive, mm-hmm. and non-judgmental. And that's like the best way to balance that out, I think.
Mm-hmm. Another tip would be keeping a journal to document and track unusual or intuitive moments. You may find that it helps you realize how often or not so often they happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think sometimes even people, because like all this can apply to people who are just now opening up to their abilities.
Yeah.
These practices do for yourself, mm-hmm. but do these for your kids because they don't know any better, yeah. especially if they're really little. Mm-hmm. It helps you really visualize and really see how frequently it happens. Like I remember when I had a mom friend who came to me and said, you know, before I was a practicing medium, she goes, you have a lot of ghost stories.
Mm.
And she was a paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. So she talked to a lot of people with a lot of ghost stories.
Yeah.
She's like, you have way more ghost stories than any average person I've ever talked to. And I never realized that because I never really wrote it out and saw it written down.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah. Another great tip as a mom or a dad with mm-hmm. a child who is possibly intuitively gifted mm-hmm. is remember to trust your instincts.
Yes.
And when you sense that something is beyond the ordinary, pay attention. Be mm-hmm. aware of those moments and acknowledge them. And it doesn't have to be if your kid's like, oh, I just saw Grandpa Freddy. You don't have to jump up and down and scream and get excited. But you acknowledge them for yourself and recognize it. And a good way to do that would be to write it in the journal.
Yeah. So what should you keep an eye out for exactly? Well, it depends on how your child's abilities present themselves because everybody's are a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it can change, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your child may sense the feelings of others when they're around them or from far away. They might be empathetic to the needs of others or pick up feelings associated with objects, buildings, or land. These are good signs of clairsentience ability.
Mm-hmm. You might find that your child might just know stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be more leaning into the claircognizant abilities.
Mm-hmm.
This might show up by your child telling you if someone is a good person and they never talk to them. Or if they aren't and they feel uncomfortable around them, they're meeting them for the first time. They may be able to tell you about someone's experiences when they should really have no idea that those things had ever happened to that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to add to that when you said, you know, your child telling you if a person is a good person or not. And that's one of those times where it's super important to listen to them.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, okay, I trust your judgment, you know, not downplay that.
Mm-hmm.
So your child might also have imaginary friends that they see and interact with. And this could be indicative of a clairvoyant ability where they are seeing the spirit.
If your child is using words that seem more advanced than they should know for their age, it is possible this is due to hearing them via clairaudience. You might find that they say they hear people talking or that they sound like a TV is on or music is playing in another room.
Yeah. You guys have experienced that
we've
yourselves,
all had
right?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is kind of a little bit freaky.
Yeah. And I mean, I've searched my entire house inside and out, walked around the like looking and seeing if there's any way somebody or my windows open. Was there somebody standing right outside my house?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like freaked the fuck out because like all my doors are locked, my windows are locked.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are not a lot of these examples are not just specific to children and recognizing when they have these experiences to be aware of, hey, they might not be making this up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So say your child says that they recognize a deceased family member in a family photo, but mm-hmm. they've never met them before.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that your child may have been seeing them in spirit.
Yep.
And this suggests that your child may have natural mediumship abilities.
Yeah.
Now, This actually happened with one of my kids. My daughter was really little. My father-in-law passed away right before her first birthday. Mm-hmm. And I think it was her first. Yeah. And when she was around two or three, she would wake up screaming and saying, there's a man who stands at the foot of my bed, or like next to my bed by her feet, and would say she's a pretty girl and she's being a good girl. And we were like, okay, are you, you know, like talk to her. Are you afraid? How does he mean? No, but he's really nice, but I don't like him standing in my room in the dark. And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
So we worked with her with that. About a month later, my mother-in-law showed up with a picture of my father-in-law from when he was in high school or college. Mm-hmm. And my daughter saw that picture and was like, mommy, that's the man. That's the man. And we were like, oh, man. Okay. So grandpa's around. Yeah. But, you know, we sat and we were like, hey, grandpa, you know, thanks for being with our daughter. Mm-hmm. Please give her space because she's not ready to see you right now.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
too scary for her. So, yeah. Don't think your kids are making that stuff up when they say that they've seen someone in a family photo that they've never met before.
How
in
old
his
was
life.
She? At the time?
She was like three.
Oh, I see.
He passed when she was like one. And the only pictures we really had in our house of him were when he was older, obviously, you know. Mm-hmm. And we tried, you know, when she first said it, we were like, oh, maybe it's, you know, my husband's dad. Mm-hmm. And we showed her a picture of him before he got sick. And she's like, I don't know who that is. So we're like, oh, I guess that's not him. But it wasn't until my mother-in-law brought that younger photo of him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, as we know, sometimes spirit will come through looking younger depending on message or the spirit or who they're coming through for, right
so, yeah. That makes sense. So another sign that your child may have abilities is if they look into empty spaces in a room or above your head or above your shoulders, they may be seeing your aura or even a spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I don't know if you guys did this too, where I would kind of stare off into space a lot, totally zone out, stare at a wall. People couldn't reach me. My mom would be saying my name 50 times.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. And I think I would be connecting with even just energy. You know, it might not even be a spirit too, but it could just be they're like zoning out and connecting and not even realizing it.
Yeah. And maybe it's like maybe you were focused in on the auric. Is that even a word?
I don't know.
The energy of somebody's aura. Auric
field, I think is what people call it.
Yeah. Energetic field or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, that I mean, I could totally see that for sure.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's scary though when like a kid is, especially like babies do this a lot, right? They're looking at you and they're all happy and then they look off to the side and they're totally like stuck on something and then they start to smile or they start to make a face where they look scared, like they're changing their facial expression and you're like, "Oh crap, what the hell
are you
seeing?
What is it?
Oh my god, I don't even want to look."
Yeah. Definitely.
So another sign, if your child has dreams of flying or visiting spaces they've never been, they might be astral projecting or possibly remote viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now. I don't know if
it's
I remember
funny.
Being young. Well, sort of. Yeah.
When I was, I think I was 12, we had an old neighbor friend come and visit us, and he had gotten really into like survival and Native American traditions and practices and stuff like that. And he taught us meditation. It was the first time I ever experienced meditation. And he had me and my siblings lay down in a room and he got us into this meditative state. And he told us to visualize our souls coming out of our body, going through the upper floor of our house, through the roof, outside, hovering over our house. Mm-hmm. Do you see anything on the roof? Da, 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 da. And then behind our house was a giant field and there was like a bunch of trees and a river. And he would tell us to go fly around and explore and try to find something that really stood out. And I remember I saw it was weird because there was no colored, it was like in the fall. So there's no colored leaves or anything like that. Everything had already fallen off.
Yeah.
But he had us go in that astral projection, find something. I saw a single red leaf in the shape of a heart.
Mm-hmm.
So then afterward, he took us out of the meditation and we walked outside to look for the things. And I found the single red leaf shaped like a heart. And my sister's just like, oh, no, you didn't see that. You're just pointing it out now. And did it like totally made me doubt myself, you know, because I was like, is this for real?
Yeah.
You know, you're already in shock because it's the first time you're ever doing it. And you're like only 12 or 13. I'm like, holy crap, I totally saw this. Mm-hmm. Is this for real?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my sibling, oh, you're making it up. That's not real. You didn't see it. Blah, 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 blah. which led to me not talking about it for like the next decade, right?
Yeah.
Until my grandmother opened me up to it. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of a natural thing that we do, but we dismiss it.
Yes.
Because we're shamed for it in some way.
Yeah. That reminds me of that dream I had where I felt like I was pulled out of my body. Remember? And it was like somebody was trying to show me what it was like when you separate from your body or you die. Mm-hmm. That was when I was in high school, so I wasn't a little kid. But that was really crazy to me. But I think it was, I was, like you said, maybe astral projecting or just straight up leaving my body. I don't know. But that was really crazy.
So if your child is very creative, artistic, and imaginative, there is a chance that they are spiritually inclined. The imagination is a super valuable communication tool that is often utilized by spirit. And I think that's what makes a lot of people doubt what they receive.
Yeah.
Because we're told, you know, at least me and probably you, G, and maybe you too, Kristen, oh, you're just imagining it. Oh, it's just your imagination. But now more and more, even scientists are starting to acknowledge that there's way more benefit to creative thinking and imagination and how tapping into that can really help us advance in a lot of ways individually and as a society.
Yeah.
So don't dismiss their explorative imagination, right? Let them paint and draw and color and do the things, even if it's some weird photo that doesn't make sense of you, just make sense to you, or a weird image that doesn't make sense to you. If they create something like G drew for us that one day where it's a ball of, with wings and covered in eyeballs.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss that.
Yeah. It's come to find out that's in the Bible.
It's it's a high level angel from the Bible. So just because it's something that you don't understand does not mean it's made up or it's just imagination.
I wanted to add too, I was reading in the Psychic Children books, a book that G sent me. She had mentioned too, like if your child, when they draw people, if they're always drawing people with, instead color? Of crazy, like crazy colors or colors that don't match, sometimes it's kids who can see the aura and they're coloring that. Carrie used to do a lot of stuff like that when she was young, and she would make the most beautiful pictures with colors arranged just where you wouldn't ever think of it, but it would be so pretty.
And I'm not saying you did this, but we're taught, like I remember, oh no, the sun is yellow. It's not red. It's not blue. It's like the sun's supposed to go here on the paper. And you know, like the rays don't look like that. They're these straight lines, longer one, shorter one, longer one, shorter one. Right.
Yeah.
Like there was always this conformist mentality, even when it comes to artistic and creative aspects. So let your kid go wild.
Yeah.
With crayons and Play-Doh and markers and all the things.
And I hate it when art teachers, my kids had an art teacher like this in elementary school, that she was so mean if they didn't do it exactly how she wanted. I mean, they both would cry. And
oh my gosh.
And it would make, and like.
That will make them not like art.
Well, my son, he didn't. I mean, art is hard for him. But so it really made him not like it. And I thought, why? It's art. Like, you give them a general thing, but if they branch, let them
branch. It's supposed to be allowing yourself to express yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, my God. That makes me mad.
It did make me mad.
I'm sorry that he had to experience that.
Yeah. Poor little guy. You just sit there and cry and not do his work.
Now I'm going to buy a bunch of markers and drawing paper and pencils and crayons and send them to Liam.
Yeah.
Done. Gee, what are you going to send him? You going to send him Play-Doh?
The coloring book.
Well, see, now he doesn't like art. I try to get him. I'm like, let's try to do it. And different. He doesn't want to do it.
Maybe he would do something different. We'll have to explore that idea later.
Yeah.
And tell Liam he's going to get something. Got to make up, create some balance in that. The boy needs to like art.
I know he does. Anyway, so another sign is your child may feel a strong connection to nature and animals. And this is pretty common for a child who can sense energy. Because, you know, I mean, plants are very calming too, you know. Yeah. So plants, land, and animals have peaceful energy, and they often will attract people who are sensitive to energies. My daughter, my oldest, who I told you can kind of handle people for a little while, and she needs to go and retreat. Which is somebody who's probably empathic and just takes in everything. She used to always, we always used to call her our little tree hugger. But she was always hugging the trees when she was little, all the time. And back then, I didn't really know. I was just like, okay, that's cute. But if I would have known what I know now, I would have had her little took us outside hugging trees all day. Go out there and hug that tree, you know?
I love that. I know it's funny when you were talking about that because I relate a lot, I think, to your oldest, like in that sense of I can only handle people in small doses.
You're both Libras.
Yeah. And there are times I feel like I've said it on here before. I go outside and hug that black walnut tree in my backyard. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's 8 inches of snow or whatever on the ground right now. I will walk out there and hug that tree because I can't put my feet on the earth anyway if I wanted to. Not that I'd want to. Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's cold. Too cold over there.
But yeah. Yeah, you are similar like that. You know, and it's okay though. Sometimes it's like, you know, it could be a blessing and a curse in a way. It's like you're recognizing, okay, I'm getting too much energy. I need to go and be by myself because some kids will just get totally overwrought and not even notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's good. But then sometimes she pushes people away a lot, you know?
Yeah.
There's
times where I can spend a day or two in my room and be okay with that.
Yes. That's how she is. And I mean, that's okay.
It's the recharge. Let her recharge.
Yeah. She needs a good recharge for sure.
So, okay. So, once you have a better idea of whether or not your child have spiritual abilities, how do you go about nurturing them?
Yes. So you really want to try to nurture. You don't have to encourage or force them into practicing or anything like that.
Yeah.
You want to just help them as much as you can by supporting them, right? Mm-hmm. So a great way to do that is create an environment that is supportive. So you might want to encourage your child to have regular conversations with you without giving any judgment, just listening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to provide a sense of acceptance to whatever it is that they're experiencing, as crazy or unique as it may sound. They need you to be supportive and loving for them to feel safe. And creating that safe and supportive environment is going to help them have a better understanding of themselves and trust you.
Yeah. So you don't need to have the same experiences as your child in order to understand them, but educating yourself by reading books, joining communities, or finding online sources will help. We have books about psychic children on our website, right?
Well, we don't have the books on our website. We have a list.
We have a list. Books. Okay. We have a list of the books. Yeah, you can't read them on our website.
Yeah.
Of the books. For resources for you. And then some, I know some mediums, and I don't do this, and I don't think you guys do either, but I know you don't. They have like classes for kids to teach them about energy.
Nice.
You know, that might be something to look into.
Introduce meditation or mindfulness exercises to help children understand and manage their spiritual experiences. There are actually mindfulness and meditation apps for kids.
Yes. There's Headspace for Kids, and it helps to introduce mindfulness and meditation practices to help your child manage their stress and better comprehend the experiences that they're having related to intuitive experiences and spiritual experiences.
Yes, and there's also Calm Kids, and this app is made to help improve emotional well-being and encourage relaxation in kids. It includes tools to help with self-reflection.
Yeah, and this is just information we gain from research.
Yeah.
We're not an affiliate or whatever. We don't get money from bringing them.
Yeah.
It's just something that we found out is available as an option to consider for your kids or for yourself.
Yeah. So another practice would be prayer. Teach your child how to connect directly to the higher power, allowing a relationship to develop between them, and allow your child to set boundaries with confidence.
Yeah, I think, and you know, that depends on your faith and how you feel about prayer, and you don't have to be religious to pray.
Yeah.
My mentality is prayer is when you're speaking to a higher power, whether that's God, the universe, or whatever it is that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I believe meditation is when you listen and you focus and you're very in the present moment and open to receiving information. So depending on how comfortable you are, you don't have to do any of these practices. These are just suggestions to whatever is comfortable for you and for your child. So another option to consider is breathing exercises.
Yeah.
And this really helps regulate the body, and it helps decrease stress, and it brings a lot of calmness. It's a simple exercise. Mm-hmm. You can Google it and find out whatever method works best for you and your child.
Yeah, that's one of the best things you can do. is the breathing. And then another thing is tapping technique.
Yes.
Tapping techniques. It's a process of gently tapping on specific parts of the body that can help kids work through their emotions.
Support the artistic or creative outlets for children to express their feelings and experiences.
Yeah. And we kind of talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes if they're too little or if they're just too young, they don't know how to verbalize what they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. So allowing them to show it through a visual in a fun way without restriction, you know, like what we were saying earlier, really allows them to help communicate with you in a way that they're comfortable with, right?
Yeah. I know in play therapy, they do that a lot. They have them draw pictures to help them express themselves when they can't verbalize it very well.
Yeah. And I think it's really a great way for anyone to be able to express themselves in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's what I love. I love when artists create art that's not restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, they just let it flow.
Just free flowing. That's fun. I love doing that.
Yeah. I think sometimes there's just too much like perfectionism that's expected from people when they decide to like go towards some kind of artistic craft or method. But yeah, I think it's really fun. Like for me, like my art outlet is crocheting, and I don't like to follow. Oh, thank you. I don't like to follow the rules every time. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to skip that. And so then my cat that I crochet might look totally different
from someone.
It's still a cat.
Yeah.
It's still a cat.
His like head a might cat be massive. Combined with like a mouse or like a dog. It's kind of funky.
Hey, whatever. And if I ever make you a scarf, you might be just be getting like 20 different colors in one scarf.
Yeah.
And that it might be like a zigzaggy kind of wavy
scarf.
You don't need a scarf in Hawaii. Well, I don't know. You might now. Huh?
You think you made me one?
I probably did.
Is it when you came here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was coming
I did.
Where it was cold.
And I made you a scarf. Yeah, I made you a scarf and I made Kristen a blanket. That's right.
They're really good. And it was in record time. Yeah. I was very impressed with your turnaround.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I know, because we didn't even know we were going to go to your house. Like, I think it was a week.
We were
like, I was like, I need to get away. And you're like, come to my house. And I was like, I never met you, girl. and then she goes, I want to come. And I'm like, I never met you neither. I mean, like, it's like a 20-hour. Nah, it was what?
I can't believe you guys did that.
2 days later? 2 days later, it's like, I booked it. I'm coming.
And we're like, and me and G are going, we're going to a stranger's house. I mean, we had talked to each other every single day for like.
You know, I wasn't catfishing you either because we were over Zoom, you know?
Yeah.
So you
saw
me.
It's not like we weren't strangers at all. We just never met each other in person.
In person.
But that was fun. I know we only met each other in person twice. We only got together twice. We need to do that more. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Went down a rabbit hole, ladies.
There's a lot of distance between all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to get back together again. So another great way to help your child as they're having spiritual experiences is find communities or groups where they can share and connect with others who might have similar experiences, online communities, forums, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you as a parent finding support groups, that's a really great resource to look forward to or look towards or look for.
Yeah.
I actually found one online called Highly Intuitive Kids. They have a website and a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, if I remember correctly, the woman who started this page, she has a lot of resources and information on there. She is the parent of a child who was on the Psychic Kids series.
Oh,
I think the newer one.
Oh, the newer one.
Yeah. So check out that website. And I'm sure there's many more, but that will give you at least an opportunity to connect with other parents with intuitive children.
You know, they should bring that back and say, where are they now? Kind of thing. Because I really want to know.
Well, that's what they kind of did. So the original series.
Yeah.
They took a few of the kids and they now lead the new series.
Oh, okay.
They're now the cool. You know, teachers and the guides for the little ones.
So we hope you enjoyed this little intro to psychic children and looking out for the signals that they may be giving you that they have abilities.
Those are hints, yes.
Or stronger abilities. And we hope you took away some of our tips for how to nurture their development.
So, guys, don't forget that we also have a Facebook group called Soul in the Voyage. And if you want, you could share your experiences or your kids' experiences on the group, and we'll keep in contact from there.
Yeah. So thanks so much for joining us for the second episode of season 3. If you missed the first episode, go listen. We break the mold and we interview each other to help you get to know the three of us on a deeper level.
Yes. And in our next episode, we are continuing our 3-episode series about psychic kids. The topics we will be discussing are great for parents, but also perfect for anyone opening up to their own abilities. These episodes might help you recognize your own childhood experiences, so be sure to tune in even if you don't have kids.
So, disclaimer, please note that we are not medical professionals. If you are concerned for your child's mental well-being or your own, please seek out professional assistance.
Yes.
Yes.
We really hope you had as much fun as we did here at the Spiritual Rabbit Hole. Remember, your time with us doesn't have to end here.
Yes. Keep exploring at soulonavoyage.com for more spiritual resources and services. And don't forget to subscribe.
Yes. Stay up to date on all we have to offer by following us on Instagram at soulonavoyage. Thanks for being part of our spiritual community.
Bye for now.
Peace out.
Love ya.